The first new Broadway musical of the fall season opened last night at a time when most shows are playing to near empty houses. Last week's terrorist attacks have kept many tourists away from New York, forcing half a dozen Broadway shows to announce they'll close this week. Jeff London reports.
A couple of days after the attack on the World Trade Center, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said, if you really want to help New York City, come to New York. Go to a play. Who knows, you might even get tickets to the producers. And by Thursday of last week, the producers and every other Broadway show was back in business. But with very few exceptions, attendance was sparse. Broadway's box office was down 80% from the previous week, and most shows suffered six-figure losses, says Jed Bernstein, president of the League of American Theaters and Producers.
One of the difficulties is that the Broadway business, despite its prominence, is really very small capital investment-wise. And even a few $100,000 loss in a weekly period is too much for most shows to bear.
So, this Tuesday, five Broadway shows put up their closing notices, says Charles Isherwood of Variety.
Now, most of those shows were not doing terribly well anyway. And I think most people are not so much worried about that specific figure of five shows announcing a sudden closing as they are about the general health of the long-running shows, which really exclusively at this point rely on tourist audiences.
And indeed on Wednesday, the producers of the Tony Award-winning revival of Kiss Me, Kate announced that it was closing this weekend. Broadway stalwarts like The Phantom of the Opera and Rent are struggling to stay alive as New York's tourist industry slumps. Yesterday, producers and unions announced an agreement to cut labor costs for five struggling shows by 25%. The mayor's office is reportedly putting together a financial package to assist Broadway. But according to Variety's Charles Isherwood, the upcoming season has already been affected.
One show, a revival of Stephen Sondheim's Assassins, canceled its production for obvious reasons.
This Wednesday evening, there was an unusually short line at the half-price ticket booth in Times Square. One well-dressed couple in their 50s, wearing red, white, and blue ribbons in their lapels, stood waiting for tickets. They said they'd just come from a wake at a funeral home on Manhattan's Upper West Side.
We walked down from Campbell's on 81st Street. I said to my wife, why don't we go to a Broadway show while we're here and have dinner?
What are you going to try and see tonight?
Oh, something light, like the Full Monty or 42nd Street or something like that, something to kind of cheer us up a bit.
In 1941, after Pearl Harbor, people flocked to see comedies and musicals. But some industry analysts think it might take months for today's Broadway to recover. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.